All right, it is Friday, and that means we have a visit from the philosopher of the San Francisco Giants, and that is catcher Nick Hundley. Nick, nice to see you.
Marty, what's going on? Good to see you again.
Yeah, it's Players Weekend, so tell me, what do you think about it, and what do you got cooking for the fans?
Oh, it's cool. It's really nice to see, it's such a long, monotonous season to have it switch it up a little bit and show some guys' personalities. You see around the game some guys really embrace it and go all out. So it's fun to see.
All right. So tell me about you. What's your shtick here? And some of your teammates, what do you like to see?
My nickname is Hundo. Probably the easiest one to get on there. I like Tony Watson's the Tone Rangers. That's my favorite one on our team. So it's cool to see. I got some Arizona Wildcat cleats. I might break out. We'll see how that goes. I don't really usually wear metal spikes, but I might try it out today.
Really? So what kind of spikes do you normally wear?
The molded, the plastics.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I move around a lot better. Don't get stuck catching wise. A little easier on the body, but I might have to break out the Wildcat cleats tonight.
All right, I like that. I like that. In fact, I saw Suarez, whose nickname is Andy. I said, is that it? Come on, the Cuban Comet? What about, something like that?
Yeah, the Miami Magic, something like that.
Really?
Something like that. But no, he went the easy way out like I did.
My goodness. Then I said, why don't you get the University of Miami shoes, the Hurricanes? And he sort of said, oh, yeah, maybe next year. I said, look, if you don't do it, I'll get you Florida shoes and make them a Gator.
Yeah, I think there's just a lot more pride in the University of Arizona, yeah, and the school in Tucson than there is in Miami, maybe.
No, I don't think so. You're going to get a lot of comments on the U. I don't think so. All right, so here we go. In this corner, weighing about 220 pounds for the San Francisco Giants, Nick Hundley. The other corner, weighing about 240 pounds, number 66 for the Dodgers, Yasiel Puig. What a moment.
Yeah, that was exciting. It's an entertainment business, and that was pretty entertaining, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, I couldn't wait to get you on to find out your thoughts about it, what happened. And, I know you got fined and he got suspended. I don't know what happened with that, but what happened?
I think the spirit of competition, obviously it's a heated rivalry between the Dodgers and Giants. We're in a close game. We're trying to catch them. At that point, they were right there in the division lead. And, I said some things to him, and he didn't like it, which I think if somebody said those things to me, I wouldn't like it either. So I don't fault him at all. And once we got together, it was time to go.
And in baseball, time to go means everybody comes running in. And there's nothing like a baseball fight. And I don't mean a fight. Now, Rodriguez hurt the hamstring, so that was unfortunate. But just to see the bullpen guys run in, how about that?
It's awesome. You see all those guys that have your back, that are ready to roll, get in there with you. Obviously, it's not the best move to fight at any stage, but if it does happen, to see all your boys have your back is pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you think in retrospect, well, maybe I shouldn't have said anything and just sort of continued the game?
Yeah, part of me feels like that for sure. But at the same time, I did. So there's no going back on it now.
All right. Look, it was a baseball moment. Now, have you been involved in something like that before where you were the protagonist with the other guy?
I've been in a couple brawls. As a catcher, you're always involved in right in the middle of it, And in the minor leagues coming up, stuff happens a lot more, I feel like, in the minors than it does in the big leagues. More people getting hit, more brawls. There's obviously not as much attention on the games. I don't think I've ever incited an incident like that, for sure.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have you on. Look, as soon as this happened, I said I can't wait to have Nick on to explain it. But then there's an entertainment value for whatever it's worth. We don't see a lot of arguments on the field anymore because of replay and because the manager has really been devalued in that sense of yelling and screaming about a play.
Yeah, you know, that's that was one of my favorite things about catching was I was right in the middle of the action between the umpire and an opposing manager or our own manager, and you could hear all the dialogue, and you kind of could rank the managers in terms of how they argued or how witty they were and what they would say to umpires. And some guys would be like, man, that guy would be fun to play for because he just the stuff that he said to the umpire was pretty hilarious. But yeah, those days they're gone, and I definitely miss them.
Did the umpire get in the way at all in this thing as you and Puig were starting to talk to each other?
I have no idea. Once we all got together and started pushing each other, and I don't really know what happened after that. We were, you know, you get into that mode of time to fight, and that's where it went.
You know, and the first base coach gave you quite a tackle. I thought you were a football player.
Oh, I got wrapped up. He got my chest protector wrapped up in there, and I talked to him afterwards, and he obviously didn't want to get tangled up, but he's obviously just trying to break it up and do his job. So I don't have any hard feelings towards him, and I was able to talk to him the next day. So that was good.
Yeah, your father would have been proud of that tackle.
Yeah, right. I guess. I don't know what. What was said, I guess he played football at some stage in his life. I heard it. I don't know if it was in college or what, but it was a lot of action in a short amount of time.
All right. Well, we're glad to talk to you about it. We'll move on to another subject, and that's a team tough road trip, and now the mathematics are still there. And how do you get fired up and, you know, go through these next 30 games or so?
Oh, man, we owe it to each other in the locker room. We owe it to the fans. Like, if somebody could, without sounding cliche, somebody might have saved up a bunch of money for the one game they get to come to a year and bring their family to, and it might be August 26th, and you owe it to them to put out your best efforts. So it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously we want to be in a better position than we are, but our circumstances aren't going to dictate our effort or our preparation or the way we play.
You lost some tough games on the trip, to the Mets and all the last game to the Dodgers. It's, I don't want to say it's torture for you guys, but it's torture for everyone who watches you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, you come up out on top and give this fan something to cheer about. We appreciate the passion that these fans have. So we want to put out a real good product for them.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the pitching staff. Melanson, I thought he gave you two innings. I thought those were the best two innings he's thrown all year.
Yeah, he's starting to get his strength back, starting to be sharp again. His stuff's getting better and better every day out. His work has been outstanding. I think it's a nice little springboard to next year and the year after that, getting him back to being the dominant all-star closer, shut down guy that he has been the previous five, six seasons.
And I thought Bumgarner's game against DeGrom, how about that one? Just for, you as a spectator or just the fan in that one, what'd you think?
Oh, I mean, I'm right in the middle of it, so I'm not a fan. But it's fun to see those types of players. One of the best left-handers, one of the best right-handers in the world go toe-to-toe, and they didn't disappoint, did they?
No, it was great. And I mean that, I know you're in the game you're fighting and trying to do it, but sort of just from the competition standpoint, to see two guys like that coming to the ballpark that day, it's got to feel pretty good.
It's awesome. I mean, this is why you play the game. You want to test your skills against the best players in the world. That's why you're here to play in the big leagues. These are the best baseball players in the world. So when you get the opportunity to face a guy like Jacob DeGrom and test your skills against his, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so DeGrom is 8-8 now. And I look at Nola, what he's done. I look at Scherzer, what he's done. And you look at these pitchers, there's just so many that are right up at the top. But he's only got 8 wins. But you faced him. You've faced Scherzer. You've seen Nola. You've seen Greinke. You've seen these guys. Is he capable of being like them?
Oh, I mean, he might be the best guy in the league, DeGrom. I mean, with his arsenal, with his fastball, throws 3 off-speed pitches for strikes pretty much anytime he wants to, and then he backs it up with 97 that explodes through the zone as well as anybody's fastball in the league. If you're starting starting a team, you got to be on the short list of guys you want.
Okay. Well, I know that because of the analytics, and we've talked a little bit about the value of wins for a starter. He's only got 8.
Yeah.
And I think watching him pitch, he's right there with everybody. So, I guess the question is, you don't have a problem with a Cy Young Award winner winning 9 games?
Oh, I mean, I think the winning is a product of the team. You know, obviously you're an ace. You're going up against the other team's ace. He could easily be probably 14-5.
Yeah.
You know, just based on how the ball falls and what happens during the game and little things like that. So I think wins, especially if you have a guy like that that gets deep in the game, if you have a guy that doesn't have a lot of wins but doesn't get deep in the game, you know, it's a different story. But he gets deep into games, pitches in 7th, 8th, 9th inning, you know. So the win stat is one of the, you know, most irrelevant for a starter in my opinion.
Okay. All right, good. We got a good opinion out of you. Very good. All right. What do you think of New York? Do you like going there? What do you do in New York?
I love it. I love New York. I didn't do much this time. It's the first time in my career my wife hadn't gone to New York with me. Our oldest daughter was starting school, so she was back home, getting her settled in. But usually I just go around the city with her, and she goes to Broadway shows instead of the games and hangs out. And it's a wonderful city. I mean, one of the best in the world.
All right. Great to have you on. And as I say, in this corner, did I get the weight right? About 220, am I right?
I wish. I wish I was up there.
All right. All right. So are you a light heavyweight?
Yeah, I'll be light heavyweight for sure. I got to bulk up. I got to go eat right now.
All right. Nick, thanks as always.
Hey, Marty, awesome to talk to you again.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.